There are a number of reasons why I started the Rock and Roll Porter podcast. One of them was that I just couldn't find any podcasts that were hosted by women about women that I found really spoke to me. So if there's any out there that I'm missing, let me know. But another thing that I got so sick of, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, is that most of them are hosted by men. There are this list of probably, 50 men that are on the podcast circuit. And all they seem to do is go on each other's podcasts, thanking each other or talking about some other guy that gave them their big break. And again, in the theme of us women or we women having to build our own culture in our own way, in our own time, in our own word, in our own way, we need to start supporting each other by giving each other our big breaks. And so I thought I'd start this little mini series of just telling stories of women getting their big break from other women. And I've put this out onto some groups that I'm a member of, whether they're in LinkedIn or WhatsApp, that each of these groups have, several hundred people each. And the people who have responded with a story to tell always say, "Oh, you must be getting flooded with messages." But I have my story. I'm like, no, I'm not getting flooded with messages at all. That's exactly the point. That's the problem. So we're going to start telling these stories. And now I've got Megan with me with our little postscript conversation here to kick this off, the big breaks concept. I thought, Megan, I'll go ahead and start with my own.
Yeah, please.
And this is really about big breaks. It's a little bit different than, a mentor or somebody that you admire, but that person that really catapulted you into a situation where you wanted to go that wouldn't have been possible without that person. So I've, of course, received a lot of really pinnacle and pivotal advice from women, which I've talked about in previous podcasts, but my big break started at Amazon.com in 1998. When I started there in 97, it was just this little, startup. It was an online bookstore. And I was thinking, well, of course, it makes total sense to sell music as well. Now, obviously, I wasn't the only person thinking that,
Oh
but
my
I
God,
had,
you created it back.
I did. It was all
Amazon's
me.
yours.
Yes. But I had graduated from college wanting to be a writer. I wanted to write magazine articles and I wanted to write for Spin, which I doubt that very many people that are younger than us know what Spin magazine is. And having, brought with me to Seattle all of my lifelong delusions of grandeur, I thought, well, at any time, Rolling Stone or Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, Spin magazine are just going to come knocking on my door asking me to write about music for them. But in the meantime, I think maybe I'll see if I could write this little. It's so cute at the time that I thought that this would ever be taken seriously. But with another colleague of mine, he was going to do classical and I was going to do pop music. We wrote this little like 3-page proposal on why it made sense for Amazon.com to start a music store. Of course, these plans were already in the works. And so, because I had been campaigning for this quite aggressively, I got a chance to interview. And I did anything I could leading up to this to get somebody to pay attention to me so I could have a conversation with them and get them to just remember who I was and that I was interested in this. And so I was granted an opportunity to interview. I had never published professionally anything in my life. I wrote a couple of reviews, and the other people that were hired for this in, this inaugural music editorial team were like Indeed, the former music editor of Rolling Stone magazine, and a couple of guys that were editors in chief of like the Seattle, it wasn't the Seattle Weekly, it was the music version of that, but these local free public, like every city has its own version of the Village Voice, so that sort of thing, like the guy from San Francisco and the guy from Seattle. And And then there was like little old me. And I was hired as one of the first three music editors, and I was the first woman hired into the job. And one of the people who was on the hiring team, her name was Susan Benson, and she was the editor-in-chief of the bookstore. And I said to her, I'm so grateful and overwhelmed and terrified and excited about this opportunity, but I'm not a professional writer. Why did you hire me? And she said, because I have never in my life met somebody who wanted a job as badly as you want this job. And she gave me a
Oh.
shot. Yeah. And so on the other end of it was quite a struggle because, as it turns out, the music industry is horrible, as are many people that work in it. But I got my shot. I got my big break from her, from this woman. And she's actually now one of my angel investors in Ozarka.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's my story of a woman who gave me my big break.
I was gonna ask you, oh, well, how did it turn out? But like this has a nice like end to that story, like, and
Yeah.
it's not even the end, right? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, she's always supported me when I've asked her to. She's always said yes to me in whatever capacity she was, willing and able to. And it started with her. So
That's amazing.
your turn. Tell me your big break story.
You know, I since this question came up, I've been thinking about it, and I think, you alluded to it in the beginning. I mean, it's like there aren't as many of these like women big breaking other women now, just because it's the way society's been, or the way the industry's been, is it's been largely male dominated. So if I think about where I have been in my very non-linear career path, it's still all largely been male dominated. So, I mean, I had a very short stint where I actually used my degrees in sort of the health sector. But that was very short time. Then I was in banking for 6 years, which was male dominated. Then I had my own business where, I didn't actually have an investor. So everything was kind of, I don't know, I suppose on my terms, which was great, but there wasn't really. The chefs I was dealing with most of the time were male. Michelin star chefs I worked with, male. And again, like lovely men to work with. I can say honestly, I've had a lot of luck with the bosses that I've had, or like clients that I've had that have been men. And then I went into tech, and that was actually a very female-led business. But in still a male-dominated world. And then I found myself sort of in the genetics space, which you could argue is pretty mixed, but I do have a man for a boss, and to be fair, he's the best boss I've ever had, so I'm not sorry about it.
And
I've
by the
worked
way,
with
this is
amazing.
something that I think that we need to r remind people and repeat relatively frequently these conversations, because I've had other big breaks that were given to me by men. This is not a situation of putting men down. This is me listening to podcasts where Joe Rogan has on all these comedians, like thanking him for their big break. Or what I was listening to, Fareed Zachariah, or Zachariah, however pronounce his last name, talking about how he got his big break from Walter Isaacson. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of hearing this. I've got to get women giving women their big break stories out there as well. So please continue. Please continue. But we love our guys. Yes.
I mean, and like I said, it's been I've had pretty good experiences there for the most part. And in thinking about it, I like you said, I've worked with amazing women across all the various sectors. And this I'm going a little off piste here, so forgive me, but I feel like the closest I could kind of get in this sense, and I wouldn't even call it a break, but someone that worked for me, I like to think I influenced her in a really positive way, so that she could then go and forge her own path, which she is doing like amazingly. So when I had Pinch, the dumpling business, I needed help in the kitchen. And this girl, Paula, she had arrived from Brazil not long before. And she was working for someone else in the kitchen, actually. And then, I knew she was looking for more work. So I said, hey, would you be interested in helping me? long story short, like Paula became just like integral to the Pinch business. She had, such like a drive. She had such creativity. She was actually an architect, so she'd been an architect in Brazil. So she had this real meticulousness to her, which is not my forte, right? Again, big picture thinker. I'm not like a details gal. But she, filled that gap, and she really found in doing that work, she loved cooking. She loved like creating dishes. She loved like actually some of the repetitiveness that's required, when you need to make 100, little canapés that are beautiful and delicious and consistent. And she just really like excelled there. And I can't take full credit for it. She worked for other people in the kitchen as well. But I see her now. I follow her on Instagram, and I actually visited her in Brazil. And she's done a total sort of turnaround like of her life. She went from being an architect to, working in a kitchen, doing a lot of dishes alongside some of the fun stuff. And now she is in France working as a chef in this amazing restaurant. And I see her making dumplings. And we're in touch, on occasion. And she said, "Girl, every time I make a dumpling, I think of you," and it's something that she's really taken and made her own, which I just is a delight for me to see. So I don't know if you could call it a break, but I like to think I at least was part of, I don't know, her becoming this version of herself. And yeah, I couldn't be happier for her. So that's my sort of off-piste answer to your question.
That is such a Euro description, off-piste. Thank you for your off-piste piece. Do you think, did you say her name was Paula?
Yeah.
Maybe it's an idea
You probably
to
met her.
well, let's contact Paula and see if she'll tell her story of when Megan Vasco gave her her big break. How about that?
We could ask. We could ask. Like I said, she might disagree, but like I said, I think I was just a small part of her overall journey, but I was happy to be part of it. She's just an amazing human, like in every sense of the word.
Oh, well, let's get her. Let's see if she disagrees with you that it was a small piece. I bet she will. Cool. Thanks, Megan.
Pleasure. Thanks, Beth.
All right, bye.
Till next time.
Till
Bye.
next time, bye.